What up, everybody? Mike Florio of RotoBaller here, and today I'm going to be talking some second base sleepers with you. There's a lot of high-end talent at the second base position, but there's a quick fall off. So if those of you in, you know, deeper 12-team leagues or 15-team leagues, you're going to need some sleepers, whether it be for the second base or middle infield position of your drafts. And don't worry, I got you covered. The first guy I like here is Cesar Hernandez. Cesar Hernandez is going to give you a great average. Before last year, he was consistently around 300. He'll also give you 15 home runs with about 10 stolen bases. And before last year, he showed the upside for even more stolen bases. He can be a 15-15 guy. And he is really strong plate discipline. He's not going to strike out a bunch. He's going to draw his walks. And because of that, he is a strong play in points leagues, and due to the power-speed combo, he's in play in both forms. Roto, moving on to another second baseman I like. This guy, he is purely a Roto player. You want nothing to do with this guy in points leagues, but in Roto, I think Rougned Odor is a very strong value this year, and he is a player that I have drafted a good amount of shares of, and because the reason is he's cheap power and speed. He is not going to give you great average at all. In two of the last 3 years, his average has been close to the Mendoza line. So he's probably going to hurt you in that stat. And that's why you don't want him in points leagues. He's not going to hit for high average, OBP. And he doesn't walk at all, and he strikes out a lot. But he can give you 25 to 30 home runs and 11 to 15 steals. In fact, he's hit 30 home runs or more in three of his last four seasons, and he stole 11 bases or more in four straight seasons. So super consistent when it comes to the power and the speed. We know he's going to get pretty consistent playing time with the Rangers. He's going to be out there more days than not at second base. So I'm in on Rougned Odor in Roto leagues. Another player I like at the second base position is a player that is simply just getting disrespected because he missed time last year. Dude, that's it. Let's go. Remember him? He all those years, and you know, we didn't really love him in fantasy. Last year, he had a lot of hype going to the Twins because he really developed as a great, a reliable power hitting second baseman. Last year, his power went down, at least the home run total went down, but that was again because he missed time due to an injury. He had a career high ISO in 2019, and he has hit at least 250 in four of the last five seasons. So he is not gonna drag down your average. And again, 21 or more home runs in four straight seasons, and that number 21 last year because he missed time. I think he can give you 25 home runs, and you can get him in the 25th round of fantasy drafts. He is going so late. He's being disrespected simply because, again, he missed time last year. Moving on to another second baseman I like. This guy is an oldie, and last year he wasn't a very goodie, but it is Robinson Cano of the New York Mets. And the reason I like Robinson Cano is because you can get him after round 25. You can get him in a lot of drafts, you know, between 25 and 30. In a lot of cases where I have Robinson Cano, he is a bench player for me. I've already filled out my second base and middle infield position, and I just view him as depth. And the reason I think he is good depth or a good late round middle infield option is because he is going to see everyday at bats for the Mets. He's going to be playing second base for them every day, and I expect him to hit no later than six in that order. So I think that the opportunity alone is worthy of the draft cost. And again, last year I think it wasn't pretty at all, but I think that was the floor. He had a lot of nagging injuries, got hit in the hand multiple times, had a leg injury. So I think you always have to worry because he's getting up there in age, but I think last year is the floor, and at his price he is dirt cheap. I think he's an okay depth option. Now I'm going to talk about some younger guys who have some hype. Hassan Diaz of the Miami Marlins. This guy is a very, very high-end prospect. You don't got to pay up to get him at all, but the Marlins are going to give him a lot of playing time this year because they have nothing to play for. They are going to look to play their young guys as much as possible. And Diaz, last year in AAA, hit 305 with 26 home runs and 5 stolen bases. This kid can contribute across the board. You don't have to pay up for any of his hype, any of his potential. you're just getting him as a late round flyer bench option. I like Diaz. This guy, Nicky Lopez, is the next second baseman I like. And admittedly, he was a flop last year. You remember he came up at Fabageddon or whatever it was, Fabapalooza, whatever you want to call it, when Austin Riley and Castaneda and Willie Calhoun and all these top prospects, all Oscar Mercado, they all got called up the same week. Nicky Lopez was one of them. And in fact, Nicky Lopez was touted as the safest of them. And I know he flopped. The speed didn't translate. The average in the minors didn't translate. But he got the playing time from when he got called up all year. And that is going to be the case again this year. I believe he will have a very long leash. I think the Royals are going to play him every day at second base. I think early on in the year, he'll hit in the bottom third. But if he can hit like he showed all throughout the minors where he hit for average, I think he can climb up in this Royals lineup. And I also think it's worth noting that Nicky Lopez said in an article that I read that he went on the Whit Merrifield's like workout diet. He went on his regimen in the off season, and he said he gained 15 pounds of muscle due to that. I just think Nicky Lopez right now, you get him after round 30 in drafts. He's never going to be a starting option for you leaving a draft. He's going to just purely be a bench play. And at that price, he is pure upside because, again, we paid for him in Fab last year because of what he showcased us all throughout the minor leagues. Just because he flopped his initial taste of the major leagues, I don't think you should write him off forever, and you don't have to pay at all to get any sort of upside out of him. So I like Nicky Lopez there. Nick Madrigal is a player that I like for the Chicago White Sox. He doesn't have much power at all, but he does hit for average. He will give you a good on-base percentage, and he stole 35 bases in the minor leagues last year. The second base job can be won on the White Sox. I believe that he could potentially give you 30-plus steals if he plays all year as a second baseman. The one caveat is the White Sox have some other steal guys in Tim Anderson and Yoan Moncada, and their stolen base upside, I don't feel like, has ever been fully reached with the White Sox. Sure, they'll give us like Tim Anderson every year, but I think he could steal even more if they were to allow him. Two other second basemen I like late. Again, we're talking about nothing more than late round flyers in a lot of drafts, and in draft champions, they are just pure depth guys. But they're the second base options for the Los Angeles Angels, Tommy La Stella and David Fletcher. A lot of people are expecting a platoon here. I'm okay taking one of these guys and really hoping that one of them of the playing time. And Tommy La Stella was getting a lot of hype early in draft season this year. And then the Jock Peterson trade that wasn't happened. And everyone projected that Jock Peterson would hit leadoff for the Angels. And that would move Tommy La Stella down to like seventh. And then that put a wet blanket over all the La Stella hype. And then the trade fell through and never happened. And it doesn't feel like that wet blanket has ever come off. Like, no one is hyping up Tommy La Stella anymore, even though a lot of people were heading in before that trade, heading into the season. And Tommy La Stella, for what it is worth, improved his exit velocity, his launch angle, his barrels, and his hard hit rate last year. The only concern that he comes with is the playing time one, because he also is competing for playing time against David Fletcher, who... He's not the power hitter that Tommy La Stella is, but he is a great average hitter, and he is a great source of average late. So those are both guys that I'm okay taking both of them because they go so late, or taking a flyer on one of them and just hoping that they get the bulk of playing time. And the last second baseman that I'm going to be hyping up as a sleeper here is Luis Urias of the Milwaukee Brewers. He's expected to play shortstop for them this year. And remember, Urias was with the Padres last year. He had a lot of hype. We were expecting him and Tatis Jr. to be the middle infield for that team for the foreseeable future. But he got traded to Milwaukee. He was a top prospect. And for what it's worth, last year in 73 AAA games, he hit .315 with 19 home runs and 7 stolen bases, and now he's going to get inserted into a very strong lineup in baseball in the Milwaukee Brewers. And the reason why his price is still so low is because he had wrist surgery in January, and it was expected to keep him out until late March, and the belief was that he would miss time early in the year. that is all fine because now the season is delayed. It's already late March and we're not even close to starting baseball anytime soon. So until his price climbs and catches up to his upside, he is pure value at this point. I hope this helps you. I hope you guys have some second base sleepers now that you've wrote down and you're going to target in your drafts. I will be doing this for all positions. And like always, you can catch all my work over at rotoballer.com. I'm doing articles and videos and all that. You can follow me on Twitter at Michael F. Florio. And I hope this video helped you. And thanks so much for watching.